Hi, you're listening to Willa, also known as What I'm Looking At. It's a podcast about what I'm looking at, and it's only available on Spotify. If you want to hear the original run of 179 episodes of the past, you can access those by becoming a subscriber on Spotify for $3.99 a month. That contribution really helps me do this podcast, and it helps me continue with my art and running my center, Steady Waves. If you like my podcast, please consider subscribing. I super appreciate it. This podcast is part of the independent art label, Down and Smiley. Go to downandsmiley.art for all kinds of curated art and all the ways to listen to this show. Enjoy the episode. If you want to take the scenic route, this is a podcast about what I'm looking at. I'm just a person sitting in a meditation center, death center, and telling you what I'm looking at. So if that sounds pleasant to you or intriguing somewhat, please stick around and you might find yourself a home here in this podcast. Who knows? And I was thinking, it's been a while since I sort of introduced how this podcast was born. So excuse me if you've heard this story, but I'll try to make it extra boring and maybe you'll still enjoy it even if you've heard it before. So there I was sitting at my dining room table. It's a pine table. I'm sure it still exists, but I don't have it anymore. I've passed it on to someone else. But I was sitting at that table and I was talking to someone about how many podcasts there are in the world and how if I were to do a podcast, I would make a podcast about nothing, because I at the time was a fan. I mean, I still am a fan of Seinfeld. Look, I know Seinfeld has its flaws and I know that it's sometimes problematic. I understand that. So, but it has sort of a place in my heart. It's a comforting, soothing place in my heart, Seinfeld. Anyway, I said, what if I did a podcast about what I'm looking at? Just looking at something. And I rolled the idea around in my mind and I thought, yeah, I'm gonna do that. Why not? So I did that. And just like Seinfeld, it's not about nothing, actually. You know, nothing is about nothing. Nothing doesn't really exist. Seinfeld is about the goings-on of daily life, and this podcast is about that as well. And it's about, you know, sitting and looking at something and admiring and being curious about everything about it, noticing, because I think we can get a lot of satisfaction by just noticing things and becoming very acquainted with them. And even though there's no quote-unquote purpose to Seinfeld, I think that was the, you know, like the brief. A TV show about nothing, there's no purpose, there's no storyline, overarching storyline or point. But I'm here to tell you that not everything needs a purpose. In fact, what does need a purpose? Purpose is so overrated. No offense if you feel like you have a purpose, but I find it tremendously freeing when I remember that I don't need a purpose, actually. I can just be a person that's living her life and just enjoy enjoy this time, because what is it all for if you're not enjoying it? Unless you are dedicating your life to something that you see as bigger, quote in quotes, than yourself. And which you can still do and be present and enjoy your life, I suppose. But sometimes I get trapped in this feeling of, I need to make something that means something. I need to do something with my life that's working towards something. And it stresses me out. And then I think, well, maybe I don't have to do that. And sometimes I'm sitting on the beach and I'm thinking, I just absolutely love this. It just fills me with so much joy. And maybe I can just do this as much as possible because it's very enjoyable and relaxing. Anyway, this is a podcast about what I'm looking at, and we'll get into that. But first, I want to thank my subscribers. Wow, I've just got 2 subscribers. I think I have 7 now. I have 7 people that are paying $3.99 a month at the moment to gain access to all the episodes in the past that are behind the dreaded paywall. When I think of a paywall, I think of, you know, that ice wall in Game of Thrones. I don't know why. Every time I get that image in my mind, it's like a huge ice wall. But you can go through the door of the ice wall if you want to pay $3.99 a month. And then if you want, you can leave the ice wall behind as well after you've listened to all the other episodes. But if you pay $3.99 a month too, you get the satisfaction of providing me with some support. And trust me, I need some support. You know what I mean? So anyway, I really, really, really appreciate each of you who have taken the leap to become a subscriber. You mean so much to me, and all of you mean a lot to me. I don't hear from you all as often as I would like, but if you would like to send me an email or a... Oh, my ankle just cracked. Or a DM, I welcome that. My personal, I almost said screen name, I'm gonna say it. My screen name is at CrossRecord, and my email, actually, I used to have an email called whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com, and technically it still exists, but I never ever check it. So you can just DM me or email me on the center email, cross@steadywavecenter.com. Or you can send me some snail mail. I just got some lovely snail mail from a person who listens to the podcast. And also, if you have the Anchor app, you can record your own voice recording of what you're looking at, and I might put it on the episode, or you can send me an audio recording however you'd like to, on a DM or on email. So thanks, everybody. If you want to subscribe, if you're not subscribed, there's a link in the show notes. Thank you. I'm at the center. To be honest, I've been having kind of a frustrating day on the technical front. I've done computer work and that went fine, but then I went to do some recording and I spent a long, long, long time trying to get a good take, and then I got a good take. But then discovered that for some reason it wasn't recording to the tape. So I don't really know what's going on, but I think, you know, sometimes you just have to cut it out for the day and then approach it again with a new attitude another time. Because maybe these electronic devices only work when you are, you know, looking at them lovingly or something. So I'm gonna come back to it on another day, and hopefully I'm feeling inspired to do recording, because I have a really big long list to get done this month. I also wanted to share with you a little bit about what's been going on in my life lately. And this is a part of the show where if you're trying to fall asleep, you're probably gonna fall asleep in this realm, and maybe you'll dip in and out as you're falling asleep. But I'm basically just going to ramble on and on until I feel like stopping, and then I'll look at something, and then the podcast will be over. So that's what we're going to do. This morning, I went on a walk at like 6:30 in the morning, and the lambs have been born in the fields, and there was a lamb. It was a cute, I mean, all lambs are cute, right? But this was a particularly cute lamb, I would say. The lamb had a black head and black shoes on, or black fur on its, no, not fur, it's black fleece, black wool on its feet. So it looks like it's wearing little boots. And the lamb had escaped its enclosure, and it was so scared of me that it was trying to get through this tiny little fence hole, and its head was kind of stuck in there, and I just felt so guilty for scaring it. And then it started peeing all over the place, and so what I did is I just walked away, because I thought I was making it worse. I was initially gonna climb the bank and pick it up myself and try to free its head, but I really didn't want to traumatize the poor lamb, so I kept walking down the road, and I just watched it from afar, and it got its head out of the fence. And I don't know, I did tell someone in charge of the field that it was out of the enclosure, so hopefully the lamb is nice and safe. But that's been one really nice thing about walking lately, is I see all the little baby animals, the lambs, and I see the little rabbits in the fields and the pheasants. What else? Speaking of animals, I've been trying to land on a suitable record cover, and I know what the record title is going to be, my new cross record album. I won't disclose it right now, but I really like the title, and I'll tell you right now that I really want some frogs to be, or toads to be, on the cover. And I found the perfect image. However, I found it on a Facebook group called Toads and Frogs, and I've messaged the person who took the photo, and they haven't gone back to me, and I've added them on Facebook too. I've messaged them on the group and on Messenger, and I've added them as a friend. So I'm really hoping that they get back to me and I get the picture to use for my album cover, because at this point I'm pretty tied to it, but I'm not gonna use it if I don't have permission, obviously. That would be very, very naughty, and not the smartest option, would it? Yeah, other than that, other than looking for an album cover and looking at lambs and looking at bunnies and going to the beach and trying to record and working my jobs and everything, I've been cooking, I've been oil pulling. If you do oil pulling, let me know if you've tried it. I just started it up again. I've been drinking coffee from a straw because, I don't know, I heard that it's better for teeth staining. Better for not staining your teeth, that is. And also I like it. I don't know why I used to be kind of resistant to drinking coffee from a straw, but now I really like it. I have a metal straw, and when the coffee is very hot, it is slightly painful, so maybe that's why I was resisting. But hey, it's working for me right now, and I'm oil pulling, and along with my regime of brushing my teeth and flossing, of course. Oh, and today I made a very exciting snack, which I'm excited to eat after I finish recording this podcast, and that's ants on a log. Ants on a log is just celery with peanut butter, but I put almond butter today, and raisins atop the peanut butter. Ants on a Log. It's a classic childhood snack, and it's the only way that I like celery. I don't really like celery other than that, when it's masked with peanut butter or almond butter and delicious raisins. I love raisins. And any oatmeal cookie without raisins is not an oatmeal cookie for me. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to eating those. I got these vegetable boxes the other day because I was really tight on time this week and I wanted some good produce, and so I got vegetable boxes, and asparagus came in them in one, and I never buy asparagus because it's usually really expensive, but I have asparagus now, and zucchinis, and greens, and chard, and apples, and kiwis. I got 4 kiwis. I like to eat the skin of the kiwis, just for your information. It's a little easier with the golden kiwis because they don't have that fuzz on them, but I will eat the fuzz. I will. I'll do it. By now, I hope that you've been sufficiently lulled into a state of deep relaxation and peacefulness, and I really hope that you have a little smile on your face, and if you don't, that's fine. I think that smiling is great, but also, I don't think it should be taken as a negative or a bad sign if someone's not smiling. My face, you know, naturally appears angry, mad, sad, and it's not really my fault, you know, and I don't need to change it, but I'm just saying people often think that I'm not okay when I am okay, you know, and maybe you have that issue as well, but I think we should normalize not smiling. But you know, I do think that it would be nice if you had a little smile on your face, even just for a millisecond, because it actually does feel pretty good to smile. I think it tells your brain something like you're happy. But I think it's possible to tell your brain that even if you're not smiling. The message to you that I want to give to you is just be yourself. Just be yourself and try not to hurt anybody. Try really, really hard not to hurt anybody. And that includes, you know, spiders in your house. That includes your next door neighbor. That includes your family and pets and any animal. Just try to, this is just my advice, okay? I think this is gonna lead to a good environment for thriving in life if you don't hurt anything on purpose. It's unavoidable to hurt things. It's just the nature of the cycle of life is hurt and pain and then pleasure and happiness. It's just, it all just goes around. Life, death, pain, suffering, happiness, joy, grief, singing. Okay, I think that we are able to transition now into the portion of the podcast when I look at something. Today, I'm looking at a window that is in the center, and it's an etched window, an etched glass window. And it's got a lot of detail in it. It's a remnant from when this used to be a glass etching workshop. And I've heard from a villager that this person has relocated to Australia and they are pretty well known for their work and they are, you know, highly sought after as a craft person. and they're getting into their 70s, but they're still going, and they apparently have a shop in Australia, and they used to be here. But I feel very lucky to have some pieces in here to look at, and this one I'm looking at, I'm not going to know a lot of the language needed to properly describe this window etching, but I'm going to try my darndest to relay what I see. So the window is a rectangular specimen of roughly 2 feet, I would say, by 1 foot, maybe 3 feet by 1 foot. No, that's probably 2 feet by 1 foot. And it's clear glass, and it's been etched, and where it's etched, it's a lighter colored glass, so it's like a white color. So the colors of this window are white and transparent, even though transparent is not a color. It's taking on the colors of whatever is through the window, which is a thatched roof, actually, because I'm looking at my neighbor's thatched roof. I'm sitting in the back portion of the center, which is the main meditation room. And so there's a little courtyard. This window's on a door, and it's looking out into the courtyard between here and the neighbor. So roughly, this window is depicting a scene. It's a person at a workshop bench, and I believe this person is doing glass etching. So it's a little bit meta. Meta in the way that it's a glass etching depicting a glass etcher. A glass etching craftsperson. And there's some elements that are very interesting. There's a beam, a wooden beam, complete with wood grain on the upper left, going in at a diagonal. It's actually a little bit abstract, because then we have a portion of a wheel. A wheel probably is to do with this place, which is used to be originally a wheelwright in a coffin maker's workshop. So there's a wheel depicted in the top right, and the wood beam is etched in the white, and then the wheel is actually opposite. So it's been etched in a way that the wheel spokes and outer wheel rim is the clear of the glass, and the background is a sort of hazy, foggy white cloud. And there's only 4 spokes on the wheel. It's like a portion of a wheel depicted, and then there's a line going through. I'm not sure what that's about, but then there seems to be some kind of, it looks like an upside down broom attached to a piece of machinery, but it must not be an upside down broom, because that would make no sense, unless upside down brooms are commonly used in the etching of glass. But I simply just don't know what that is. I'm gonna go on to describe the person standing at this workbench. The person is standing on a big slab of wood, and then like a mat on top of that. And they have some boots on and some trousers. And the trousers are kind of, the boots are white, and then the trousers are just a little textured. And then they have an apron on and a t-shirt, or a long sleeve shirt with the arms kind of pushed up. This person looks old timey, like maybe from the 40s or 50s. They've got like a, I'm not sure what to call that hat. It almost looks like a beret or a worker's hat, or like a train conductor's hat. And we just see the back of this person working at the station. And there's no facial expression or anything. We're just looking at them working. And I see their ear, some of their hair, profile of their nose, and their arms reaching out, and I think etching this object that they're holding on some kind of, it looks like a wheel or like a, see, this is when we're getting into trouble. I don't know what any of these things are, but they're at a workbench working on this glass etching project, and they're using some kind of tool to do so. Next to this person at the workbench is another workbench, like a big table, and there's three glasses waiting patiently to be etched, and they're sort of like goblet type glasses. They look like glasses that you would serve like a fancy Manhattan inn or something. And next to them we've got, what is that thing called? It's like a vise. It's not a vise though. It's like to measure circumferences. Circumferenci. That's laying down next to the three glasses on the table. The table's wood. I might have already said that. And I'm assuming the measurement thingy is made of metal, but I can't prove that. And the floor is nice and textured as well. It looks like a wood grain too. And there's a little bit of a shadow underneath the table. Then in the foreground, coming out, is another table. It's very artistic, it's very detailed. It's a wooden table, I can tell by the wood grain. And there's a cup sitting atop the table, complete with a shadow being cast. And it's the same cups that are waiting to be etched, but this one's already been done. And I know that because there's an etching design on the glass. It's like a crisscrossy hatch mark pattern. It's a very classic glass etching pattern on this glass. And then there's a stem and then a foot of the glass. I think my favorite part might be all the wood grain. It looks like they had a great time doing the etching of the wood grain, because there's a lot of care and detail in those parts, and it looks very, it just looks really artistic and draw like a drawing or a painting. It looks sort of painterly. And that reminds me, I did want to get some drawing and painting done today. I feel like the day has slipped away, and see, here I am again, really thinking I need to be productive, thinking I need to do things. But I should just do things how I want, when I want. And I chose to do a podcast instead of do drawing and painting. So here I am, and I feel happy about that. But my dear listeners, I don't think I have much else to say about this etching window. I wanted to just quickly describe to you one of the windows in my center, and this one is so nice, and this person working is in, I think, in such a good zone doing the glass etching. There are a couple other windows here that have etchings on them, and maybe I'll look at some of those one day. There's three other ones. This is the smallest etching of them all. It's very dainty, and the other ones are as well, but they're much bigger. Thank you all for being here with me today. I really hope that you have enjoyed my ramblings and what I'm looking at, and I'll look forward to making another episode for you. Until that time.